making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
You guys have a resale, I take it, right? Coming up soon?
Yes. We have our yearly June resale. This sale is governed by statutes. It's held across the state of Oklahoma. Every treasurer's office in Oklahoma will be holding this sale. It's always the second Monday in June at 9 a.m.
And why is it always the second Monday? Just because of, like you said, it's required by the state?
Right. Yes. It's just by statutes that we do that.
And why is it important that this resale take place every year at this time?
The resale is, it's, what it is it's held for delinquent taxes. I guess the way that it would help is it gets the taxes paid, gets the taxes current, which then allows us to get the money distributed out to the schools and the cities and towns and to the counties.
And for people who are listening and may not know, what is a resale?
A resale is, it's a sale of property for delinquent taxes.
Okay, and how many properties do you guys have?
This year we have around 40 properties. That number is down this year. Last year around this time, we had around 90 properties. So we're quite a bit lower this year, which is good. That means taxes are getting paid. So,
okay. And you were saying, I was going to ask you why you think it's down, or but you said it's because taxes are getting paid.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm assuming taxpayers are paying the taxes, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh huh. Yeah.
What else is going on with this resale?
This resale is going to be. It's going to start at 9 a.m. If individuals want to participate in the resale, they are welcome to come. We are asking them to get signed up to pre-register, and they can do that either. Jennifer, I'm going to let you talk about how they can do that.
Okay.
And where they can get the list and everything.
Absolutely. All right. They can be registered in our office, and they can also pick up a current list in our office. If they can't make it into our office, it is available on our website at www.countycourthouse.org, and you just follow the treasurer link, and you'll be able to register and get the list online.
And, of course, your building is on here in Bartlesville. Where is the building located, and what floor are you guys on?
400 South Johnstone, and we're on the second floor.
Okay. And you guys have already been kind of notifying people about this, correct? How have you been notifying them?
Yes, we have. The property owners have been notified several times. We are required, the statutes set out exactly everything we have to do as far as notify them, send out certified letters. We have to publish the property in the paper, I think it's 4 times. And we also work with the sheriff's office, and they post signs on the property. And that one probably gets the most people in to pay their taxes. So the property owners have been notified several times over the years.
This is a cash-only sale. Why is that?
It is. Again, the statutes are very clear, and it requires us to accept cash only. So if you are going to participate in this sale, you have to have the cash on hand when you come in the doors. If you win the bid on the property, you will come up and you'll pay at that time, and then we'll issue you a receipt.
So is this kind of like an auction then, in a way, or are they submitting bids and then you guys are awarding those bids?
It is an auction. It is an auction. It is set to start at a certain dollar amount, and that is specific per property. And then it can go to however, just like any other regular auction, it can go anywhere somebody wants to bid on it.
What do those properties normally start out at? If you guys could give like a basic number?
A basic number I can't, because it's either 2/3 the assessed value plus the fees or the taxes. By statutes, it's whichever number is least.
Okay.
So it's the lowest number that we start with.
All right. And what other people? What else should people know about this resale that you guys are having next Monday?
If they, you know, they need to either come in early. We open, our office opens at 8 o'clock. The sale starts at 9. So we ask you to come in early. If you don't get pre-registered, then you can register that morning in our office. You know, have your cash on hand. There will be security. We will have sheriff deputies posted there at the administrative building for security reasons. You know, and bring your patience, because it takes a little time to get through, you know, each property. We go one property at a time, and we just kind of take our time to make sure everything's done right. If you win the property, you will have a deed in hand by the end of the week. We have those ready by Friday that you can pick them up. And those deeds have already been filed in the county clerk's office, so they are good to go once you pick them up. And those fees are all will be included in your bid amount.
Right, and you said patience. Obviously, you had the 90 properties last year. Obviously, you have 46 this year, like you said, so that kind of helps
yes.
with the patience just a little
it
bit.
It does. Yes, it does. That will help it go a lot quicker.
Now, if people end up winning a bid, but they end up changing their minds, is there something that they can do about that?
Actually, no.
Okay.
This is a buyer beware sale, so when people come in to buy, they need to have done some research. They need to have, like, driven by and located the properties, make sure it's really what they think they're buying. Also, they need to do research in the county clerk's records to see if there's any liens attached to the property that they might have concerns over, like the IRS or the Oklahoma Tax Commission, Oklahoma Health Care Authority liens, those kind of things, because we suggest after the sale that you do a quiet title suit with district court, and that is just to make sure that everybody in the past stays quiet and that your title remains clean.
Now, you mentioned research prior to the resale on Monday. What are some other, like, better ways that people can research these properties before coming out and buying something?
That really is the best way to do it. You come into our office or into the assessor's office. The assessor's office has the maps, so they can show you specifically where the property's set. And then you take the legal description that they'll provide down to the county clerk's office, and they'll help you research any liens, mortgages, who's entitled, and that kind of information. Then physically drive by the property. You can't actually go on the property. It is still the homeowner's property until the day of the sale. So to do so would be trespassing. So we don't suggest you
yeah.
do that. then, I don't know.
And, of course, if none of these properties are sold, what happens then?
So the properties that do not sell at the resale, they then become county-owned properties. Those will become available through a different sale called the county commissioner sale, and that's a completely different ball game. But anybody can contact our office, and we can provide them with a list of what's left over and the steps that they have to go through for that. For those properties. And obviously, you know, the county wants to get rid of those properties because it's a liability to the county, and we have to maintain those properties, whether it's, you know, tear down the house that's dilapidated, or we have to mow those properties, and that becomes a cost.
And we are talking with County Treasurer Melissa Thornbury with Washita County and her first deputy Jennifer Wingo. We're talking about the resale that's taking place next Monday. We'll have more on that after this.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And we're back with a community connection here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. We have some guests from the Washington County Administrative building, we have Washington County Treasurer Melissa Thornbrew and Jennifer Wingo, the first deputy, and we're talking about the resale that is happening next Monday. What else should people know about this resale that's happening next week?
They should know that we, in order to prepare for the sale, we start this in January, and one of the things that we're required to do by law is to do the research ourselves also, and we mail all lien holders that we can find of record certified notices. So if there was an Oklahoma Tax Commission lien or a mortgage or a physician's lien, those people have also gotten notice that this property will be being sold.
And why is that?
It's required by law, and it also helps the buyer when they go to quiet the title. Their attorneys will come to us and request those records, and then those records are represented in district court to show that we follow the statutes that are required.
Okay. And again, obviously, as we mentioned just a little bit earlier, this is happening next Monday. I think it starts at 9 o'clock, correct? Yes. And
right.
How long is this taking? Just all day?
It could take all day. Usually we're done by noon or so. It just depends on, you know, how the flow goes at the sale.
What has been the longest sale that you guys have gone through before? Would it be last year's potentially?
Probably last year's, yes. Yes. And I think it went a little past noon. Once we get started and kind of get going, it goes pretty quick. So.
Of course, as we mentioned throughout the morning, as we've already said, you have 46 properties. Uh-huh. You know what some of those properties are, where they're at?
They are, most of them are located in Bartlesville, but they can be anywhere in Washington County. So there could be a few in Oshaleda, Ramona, Dewey, Copan. So they are throughout Washington County.
Okay.
I might just mention, too, that if a bid is been given on a property, if that bid is over the amount of taxes, the way the money goes is we will pay off the taxes and then the liens, and then the money that is left over from the bid, that goes back to the homeowner. So I know we have a lot of people that ask, you know, where does that bid actually go? So...
And then, of course, you could still get properties that pop up before Monday, correct? Or no?
No. Okay. No, because these properties, we've had to do certain things by statutes as far as the certified letters, you know, all the research. So, but the list will change because people can come in up until Monday at 9 o'clock to pay. So that's the deadline for them to pay. And we will have those people that will come in at you know, 8:59 and pay their taxes, so then they'll be removed from the sale.
How frequently does that happen when people come in the last second?
Just about every year.
Just about every year?
Yes.
And how many properties do you see kind of get off the list because of that?
Oh, I mean...
The last minute ones, just one or two.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, there's not that many last minute ones.
And again, if people are wanting to kind of like get a hold of this and do more research, they could do, where can they go?
They can go to the county assessor's office, and that way they can pinpoint it on a map. They can do their research in the county clerk's office, and they, with the legal description, they can help you pull up, you know, the liens, anything against the property.
Now, do you guys have a starting point on where you're going before you go to the properties? Do you meet up at the administrative building in downtown Bartlesville?
We just go to, everything is held in our building.
Okay.
So they can come, if you're interested in coming to the sale, you can just come to the treasurer's office and we'll direct you to the right room from there.
Okay, so you guys aren't actually like viewing the properties while the sale is taking place.
No.
That's why I was wondering, too, because if you did that, that would take a lot longer than getting
the new. Yes, it would. And that's why we ask people to go, you know, you can drive by the property, but to just know what you're buying, because we don't have anything to show you as far as what the property is like or what the condition is.
And you kind of mentioned, too, earlier about not really trespassing on other people's property, which could be an issue, obviously. Could they get in contact with the homeowners and then kind of tour the property that way, or?
We have had bidders in the past go up and knock on people's doors and say, hey, I'm going to buy your home on Monday. Can I come in and look at it? That
doesn't go over very well.
No.
The homeowners are still trying to save their homes.
Right.
So we just really suggest you just stay on the public streets and for your safety.
Yes.
And just to be legal, because we'd hate for somebody to want to protect their property or to call the police and have you arrested for trespassing.
No. You want to be as polite as possible.
Yes.
Obviously.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to think, what else should people know about this resale that you guys got going on? We've covered quite a bit here.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. If you want to get the list, you can get the list from our website. We keep that updated daily, so you can go there and print one out, or you can come to our office and we can give you one, or you can call us and we can email you one. Either way.
All right, and of course, again, that is taking place on Monday. What is that? June 10th. At 9 in the morning. So if you guys want to go over there to the administrative building at 400 South Johnstone, feel free to do so. That's taking place all day.
Yes.
For the most part, at least until noon.
Yes. Yes. And if after the sale ends, if we have some that are left, they can come in and place the
minimum bid
on those properties too. So, you know, if you can't come in till 1 or 2 o'clock, you can come in and see what's left from the sale.
Okay. And how long will that be available?
Until 3 o'clock.
Okay. So you guys do have
Monday.
A limit on when that
yes.
happens.
Okay. Yes.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Community
yes.
Connection.
Thank you.
Community Connection was brought to us by Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors. ONN News on the way next.
My mother died.